Spring is here, and birds are returning to New England. But in an unusual mass migration, about 2,000 pink flamingos appeared Sunday night in the Boston Seaport area. WBUR's Andrea Shea explains now how and why they got there.
The flock of flamingos didn't alight using their own wings because these birds can't fly. On the first night of spring, a team of wranglers unload a plastic avian cargo under the cover of darkness.
We're doing a little fly-by-night art installation on Seaport Common, which is basically the public square of Seaport. And so we're placing thousands of pink lawn flamingos throughout the neighborhood.
Emily Sukas is part of the team that masterminded this unusual migration. She's a senior manager of activations and partnerships for WS Development, the company that's been building up 33 acres of mixed-use property in the Seaport. Sukas and a dozen others are unpacking a truckload of boxes filled with unassembled Pepto-Bismol-colored birds.
Every flamingo is a little bit different, and so it's just a matter of getting them into the ground. And it seems simple, but many hands make light work, so we'll be here till it's done.
One by one, they're inserting spindly metal legs into the flamingos' curvaceous hollow bodies before fanning out to stick them into the thawed ground. Before the night is through, a sea of festive-looking birds will fill six patches of grass and a few other green spaces in the neighborhood. Sukas says this mission's purpose is to delight people who encounter them in the morning.
To hopefully lighten the mood as we're almost at spring, but not quite there. We all need a little extra happiness and joy to get us over that hump, I think.
It's Sukas' job to come up with ideas for installations here. She and her colleagues brainstormed a few months ago to find something surprising for March.
A couple of us had known lawn flamingos over the course of our lives in various instances and iterations, and we thought, could we do that? So we did a little research, and sure enough, the flamingos are made right here in Massachusetts, so we thought this is meant to be.
Union Products in Leominster has been manufacturing the lawn ornaments since a Fitchburg resident and artist dreamed them up in 1957.
Don Featherstone, who sculpted the mold for the original flamingo, had never actually encountered a flamingo in his life. So he saw them on the cover of a National Geographic magazine and thought, well, this is interesting. I've never seen this before. And then fast forward 70 years and you have this iconic piece of pop art that has had so many iterations over the past decades.
You can find Don Featherstone's name on each flamingo's stomach.
Such a plain and simple object, but it really has had legs.
Sukas says public art can help make a space a place.
And I think what's interesting about Seaport is this emerging neighborhood that is growing out of parking lots is how do you find a way to ground the neighborhood and give it an identity, to make something that's special for Seaport and to give people a reason to come down here and to hang out.
But the real test for this installation is how people react in the morning.
My name is Earl Kang. I live in Southie and I'm in this area, work out around here. There was an invasion of flamingos overnight. It's kind of tripping me out a little bit. Not gonna lie.
Kang says it's always a treat to see installations here. He misses live events a lot, but thinks the flamingos are pretty cool.
I mean, like, you know, when you're a kid and you go to the zoo and you see them for the first time and you're like, whoa, pink birds. These are really pink. For all the people who can't see it, they're really pink.
I had to come take a look. I'm about to take a picture, send it to my wife. Won't see this where I'm from, but it's definitely different.
Charles Lagoa is on his way to work at the Amazon facility nearby. Katrine Lemmy noticed the flamingos being installed overnight.
I thought, no, they're not going to do the full the full yard with all flamingos. But yeah, they certainly did. I don't know, it looks kind of... doesn't look like Seaport to me, because there's no flamingos around here. I don't know, put some clams, lobster or something.
But after shopping with her husband, Jean Phillips says the blanket of flamingos is spectacular.
I mean, you expect the birds to fly up any minute. Yeah, it's good. It's what we need down here, I think, rather than just the buildings.
People in the Seaport aren't the only ones who can get a kick out of this kind of absurd-looking display of birds. At the end of the month, the flamboyance is splitting up to migrate to other WS Development properties in Chestnut Hill and Linfield. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.